Mr. Bart. To Kill a Mockingbird.
Welcome back to podcast for To Kill a Mockingbird. This podcast is for Chapter 15. This Chapter 15 is a very important chapter as we have two different mob scenes, both at night and both pitting an unarmed Atticus against crazy citizens. Notice that the mob scene always has crazy citizens. It's usually a large group of armed or viciously mad people against a smaller group or even an individual. In this one, the setting is the Maycomb Jail in the first one. I love the description of the jail because it looks so old, so deserted. It's the worst of the buildings in the city, and it gives that old western feel to it, with this dirty, dingy, nasty jail. And inside we have the lone Atticus with Jim and Scout later on, and this crazy mad mob comes over and he starts causing ruckus and trouble, and it's a standoff, and it's like, you know, you can hear in the background the doo-woo-woo-wah-wah-wah. You know, they face each other. It's really one of those most dramatic moments, I think, in the book. If you look back, Lee heightens a nightmare in this scene with the meaningful lines of the Maycomb Jail. Also look at the Ku Klux Klan in this chapter about secrets and hypocrisies, how the Ku Klux Klan is mentioned in passing, but it's still kind of presence on the mind in the racist times of the 30s. We'll talk about the racism more on the 21st. Also, if you look at the phrase Southern womanhood, very important phrase in this book and a very important aspect to consider, especially when you look at prejudice, courage, and growing up. Those three themes also tie into the Southern womanhood and what Southern womanhood is. Look at Scout and look at the women in the book and see if they fit into this mold of Southern womanhood. One aspect of the story of this chapter that everyone often neglects or forgets is that Tom Robinson's right there. Put yourself in Tom Robinson's shoes. What would he be seeing? How would he be feeling? What would this look like to him? Another aspect I want to point out, another theme throughout the book is losing battles. And there's one where Atticus says to character Link, "Link, that boy might go to the chair, but he's not going till the truth's told." So even Atticus knows that he's not going to win this battle. He kind of prefaces it by saying that Tom hears this kind of stuff. He knows also they're not going to win. But it's not the point of winning. It's the point of the truth being told. Before I talk about any DJs for this chapter, I want to read a segment on Southern womanhood that I received in To Kill a Mockingbird book. It's a companion book, actually. It's written by Marjorie Stelmach, a high school English teacher in Ladue School District in St. Louis, Missouri, from back in the 70s. The segment's about Southern womanhood in the novel To Kill a Mockingbird. The stereotype of the Southern belle, the pure Southern woman, was a powerful one, as is clear in this chapter. Evoking the protection of Southern womanhood as a sacred duty, worth any sacrifice, is the equivalent of the more familiar apple pie and motherhood patriotism. It substitutes a symbol for an entire way of life. Protection of that symbol, Southern womanhood, becomes protection of everything a person holds dear. The plantation matriarch from before the Civil War was simultaneously a sheltered queen to be waited on hand and foot by a platoon of slaves and a highly competent woman whose organizational abilities, unfailing social tact, and good judgment were combined with the nurturing love that created a powerful sense of the importance of home and family. She was, in her symbolic perfection, a powerful reason to cling to the status quo, or the way things are or were. Both virgin and mother, the Southern woman was on a pedestal, and her sons, the sons of the South, were raised to protect and honor her. This injunction to protect her safety and purity at all costs bred to include not only the plantation matriarch, but all white Southern women. The mere thought of rape in connection with such a figure was horrible, and rape by a black man, unspeakable. Lynching might seem a reasonable response in the minds of many to the mere suggestion that a black man had approached a white woman. It is this instinctive, violent, and unreasoning response that Atticus finds himself combated. I like this description of womanhood in the South. It's very concise, very to the point, and gives a rough overall view that we can all see and understand. That's about it for Chapter 15. Let me get on to the DJs now, and then this podcast will be complete. If you have DJs for courage in this chapter, I think it's pretty evident what courage is. Atticus standing up against an angry mob. We have Scout talking up to an angry adult in a very vicious setting. Very courageous for both of those acts. If you have growing up, I think growing up also affects that same exact quote. On page 153, 154, my book, Scout stands up. "Hey, Mr. Cunningham." And the man did not hear me, it seemed. "Hey, Mr. Cunningham, how is your entailment getting along?" "Don't you remember me, Mr. Cunningham? I'm Jean Louise Finch. You bought me some hickory nuts one time. Remember?" I began to sense the futility one feels when unacknowledged by a chance acquaintance. I go to school with Walter," I began again. "He's your boy, ain't he? Ain't he, sir?" Mr. Cunningham was moved to a faint nod. With that faint nod, we know that Jean-Louise Finch, or Scout, has gotten through to him. One can argue for this point that her jumping in on this rude situation or this very aggravated situation is a sign of growing up, as she realized a sense to, or that realized the need to, calm the situation down and make everybody realize that they're all connected. Also growing up, the fact that she went down there in the first place would be a sign of growing up. The last one, prejudice. Of course, this whole conversation is based upon prejudice, so you can always go on back to that fact and to the name-calling in that situation. I hope this has been helpful. If you have any questions, give me a call. The number's on the side of the screen, 206-something-something-something. It's on the right hand of the screen at drew5092.podomatic.com. I hope this was helpful, and I'll talk to you next time.
Mr. Barnes. To Kill a Mockingbird.